So we've reached the final week of our topic all around our faith and stripping back spirituality. And I think this has been a really, really interesting month for a lot of you. I know from our class that we did last week and also from speaking to many of you through text, there has been quite a lot going on for you. And I think what I feel may have happened, which is great, is that while we've been going through different energies this month to do with the planetary elements of things, we also have been affected by that individually in different ways, in terms of where we want to go in our life, how we want to be in ourselves, who we want to be now and in the future. And I think that when we allow ourselves these moments, like we've done this month, to strip everything back, it's amazing what our own guidance can tell us, but it's actually amazing how we can feel. And I think all of what we've covered this month is a really good grounding or a really good foundation for you to tap into more often. When we drown out the noise of everything, whether that's in spirituality, whether that's in our everyday life, whether that's just in terms of where we are in ourselves, when we strip back everything and just sit with ourselves and listen to ourselves and listen to what we need and actually respond to what we need, it's amazing what can show up in our life. And drowning out the noise of our life comes from other people's opinions, other people's, you know, other people offering us their own guidance on things, other people showing up and telling us this would be great for us, that would be great for us. Things that we read or we hear or that we sense and that we pick up on, the energies of things that can impact us, you know, in terms of situations in our life, people in our life, our own circumstances, whether it's work or relationships or finance, like we're so impacted every day. And we think about how sensitive our energies are, how sensitive our bodies are, really, to a lot of the external factors that go on. If you imagine yourself like a silk scarf, a beautiful lavender silk scarf, if anything harsh came near that silk scarf, it would, you know, burn it or it would rip it very, very easily or damage it in a blink of an eye. And I think that we spend so much time just pushing through a lot of things in our life and getting through things and surviving things and, you know, trying to put our best foot forward and all of that, we actually forget the impact that emotional energies have on us, our life experiences have on us, other people's energy have on us. And then we come back to ourselves, like how we think about things, how we view things, how we look at things. Like we put ourselves under so much pressure. And I know that it's really hard in these moments to just stop for a second and say, okay, I need to strip everything back. Like we're in times of stress or in times of busyness or even just sometimes where we're in a good space, but we've a lot going on and we're just a little bit distracted. But the benefit from stripping everything back, the benefit of drowning out the noise, the benefit of having faith in yourself will far outweigh anything else. And that's what's so, so important here. You have come here to live this life. And I know sometimes we feel like life is in a really good place. Other times we feel like we don't know where we're going at all. We feel like we've just been knocked upside down or turned over and we just don't understand it. Or there's other times where we're just getting along and everything's grand and we're doing the best that we can. But we're also here to have really, really good, positive experiences. We're actually here to experience the greatness that life has to bring and the opportunities that are there. I know for myself, one of the things that I've done a lot is, you know, told myself that, oh, it's okay if that doesn't happen for me, or it's okay if I don't, you know, create that thing or I don't experience that thing. You know, I need to just be grateful for what I have, which is so true. Like we all have to be grateful for everything we have. And more often than not, when we are grateful and we actually sit in a place of gratitude, we realize just how much we already have. But for me recently, I've been really realizing that life is just full of experience and it's full of creating really good moments and really good memories with your family and your friends and your children and all of those things. It's about having the work that you want to do. It's about being involved in things that make us feel passionate and purposeful. It's about being comfortable in a financial place. It's all of those things. And we don't have to deny ourselves anything. It's about having love in our life and romantic partnership if that's what we want in our life. And we don't have to go without these things. We don't have to tell ourselves that, oh, just because all of these things are really good, I shouldn't have that thing over there. I shouldn't want that thing even. It's okay for me to tell myself that I don't want it, even though I really do. And this isn't about material stuff, but even material stuff I'd bring in as a part of that too. If you enjoy luxurious lifestyle, if you enjoy an abundant way of being, then absolutely that's part of life experience. And I think we just spend so much time telling ourselves we shouldn't have this, or we shouldn't expect that, or we shouldn't do whatever. And yeah, life is going to take us on the path that we're meant to go on. But our experience in life should be rich and they should be enjoyable. And, you know, we have to just kind of drain out these pieces that of ourselves that tell us that this isn't okay. Now, why is that connected to your faith and your spirituality? Because our faith in ourselves is our belief in ourselves, and our belief that we should have the richest life experience as possible is a belief that many of us have to work on. So it's been really interesting for me this month, and I share this with you as part of, like I always do in, I know we're merging memberships now later this week, but what I've always done, and it's time for me and it's time for spirituality, is I do the work alongside you. So anything I'm teaching, I'm doing at exactly the same time. So this month was all about stripping back spirituality. It has felt like quite a long month. Like, even though the month has gone really fast, it's like, I'm like, okay, this is our going into our fifth week, and it just feels so much longer that we've been talking about this stuff on this topic, really. But at the start of this month, I actually burnt my tarot cards and I didn't share that with anybody. I've shared it with a few friends and things like that, and family, obviously, but it was a really, really big decision for me to make. And the reason I burnt my cards was because, for a couple of reasons. One, I have intuitive gifts of my own, and the cards, as I've probably said before, are more like a safety blanket for me. That's not how I read. I read intuitively. They just give me a sense of like, oh, I've got something there to show somebody, or to make them think that, you know, it's okay because the cards are saying this, not me. So that was one part of it. But also another part of it was, I do feel, and this isn't about tarot in general, so this is not to say if you have tarot cards, this will be your experience, because it absolutely will not. My tarot cards have been in my family for a very, very, very long time. My granny read with them, and then I read with them, and they carry a lot of energy. At this point in my life, I've probably read for a few thousand people, and all of their energies are in my cards. Like, and I just kind of was sensing that from a physical place, that I often felt drained from my cards, and that would massively impact me physically. My physical energy hasn't been very good for the whole, you know, 10 years that I've read so much, for I've read before that, but the last 10 years have been particularly busy with reading. And I also realized they were carrying energy of my granny and people before her, and I really wanted to clear the way. So I took that step with you this month to strip things back. It was a massive step for me to burn them, because they've been in my family for so long and I felt bad, but I also felt such a release, and I felt that it would release actually you know, the women in my family line on that side of my granny's side, from energies that we were all kind of caught into. And what has come from that is really, really fantastic stuff. Like, it's been a really intense month. I'm not going to say it's been an easy month for me or anything, but doing that has shifted something massive for me, in terms of my work, the ideas I've come up to support all of you and personalizing the membership, like the ideas with my well-being card, the ideas I've just had about other aspects of my work, but other aspects of my life. I had space to think again. And it might sound weird when you're only reading every so often, or reading for all of you in the membership, where sure, that takes a week or whatever. Like, why would that actually distract you? It's the energetics of it that were really holding me back and draining my energy so much. I didn't have a lot of creative thought left. So you can use this as an analogy for yourself, where your own creative ideas can come from within, your own creative juices can flow, your own inspirations can arrive and show up for you more when you drown out the noise. That's the noise of your own inner thoughts, your own inner critic, you know, the dialogue that comes in, that we, all the things we tell ourselves we should and shouldn't do, all the things that we put ourselves under pressure for. You know, when we clear out that noise, it becomes really, really good. I know that that's not always easy to do, by the way, and bring in whatever supports you need to do that. If it's drowning out the noise of other people's opinions or other people's expectations, if it's drowning out the noise of things that you have put a lot of faith in and lost faith in yourself as a result of that, or putting more faith into what other people say or the energies of the planets rather than the energy of yourself, then have a look at that. Because this is going to be a really wonderful time energetically now to actually do that, because this is really ultimately what the changes from 2020 to 2030 are all about, which is pushing us closer and closer to ourselves. That's really intense, by the way, because I would think, oh my God, coming closer to my actual self and living as my actual self, that sounds very freeing and really wonderful. And it feels like if I could live like that, you know, nothing would really bother me or worry me. But to do that is really intense, and it's really difficult, because a lot of us are actually programmed through our childhood experiences and our like current life experiences to not be ourselves, to not think well of ourselves, to not think we're good enough, to not see our potential. So when you are trying to get across a busy road and this car is coming up and down each side, you don't just run across right in front of it and get to the other side. So if you imagine you're on one side of the road today as the person you are, and on the other side of the road is who you really truly are, and you want to be in that space of just being you, but all this traffic is coming up and down, which is like life, you have to take your time. You have to be patient with the traffic. You have to not step out in front of a car. You know what I mean? You have to know that there's going to be maybe a bike coming up in the bike lane. You didn't think, oh, there's a bloody another thing that's about to hit me here, and what am I going to do with that? So it's not a straightforward path. And they say life's not supposed to be straightforward, because it actually would be boring. Some of us would probably like a boring life where it was straightforward, but everything's trying to bring us somewhere, you know. And I think what I've learned from this month, and I'd love to hear what you've learned from this month, you know, because this is all for you. But what I've learned from this month is, like, how much do things really, really matter? Like, something that's been coming up a little bit for me over the course of this month is just, you know, like, there's been a lot going on with the cost of living and stuff like that. And like, our mortgage has gone up, and obviously, like everybody else, different things have gone up. And I was like, oh, it's, you know, Christmas now and all the different things that we all have going on. And normally I'd probably start getting into like a really overthinking process about it. Even if I didn't have to be worrying about money at all, I would be going into that space. And I actually thought to myself, it's like, no matter where we go in life, things just work out, like. And I think we just get ourselves in such a panic and state about things, and we just block the flow of energy. And I know I am so guilty of doing that over and over again. And then when I take my foot off that accelerator, when I take my foot off the worrying, it's like, geez, amazing things show up, like, you know. So I think you got to kind of go with what works. Even like me doing the personalized membership, like, I did that for a few reasons, and this is part of drowning out the noise. It's always been really important for me that it's time for me was going to be different to what's out there. I wanted to be ahead of its time a little bit. And I found in more recent months, like, you know, I was like, it's the same as a lot of things that are out there. So I was like, okay, how can I make this a bit more unique? And then I was really also thinking about, how can everybody's experience be more unique? Why are people paying for things that they're not using? You know, I really was tracking everything and looking at it. Now, I then offered a personalized service. And, you know, from a financial aspect, I have obviously, like most people's memberships, have halved. So that's having an impact on my business. I did that because I knew it was the right thing to do for all of you. And I actually knew it was the right thing to do for me, because I have to stay true to myself, which is to offer something that's a little bit different and unique, but is also going to help people to have a service that they really want, to only pay for what they want, and also to be able to fit in with your budgets. So I did that for all of those reasons. I listened to myself for all of those reasons. I didn't make it about, oh God, well, what about the financial part? I didn't make it about, oh God, like, maybe people want everything. I didn't make it about, oh God, am I not going to be doing enough for people? You know, I didn't do it about that. I was like, what's the best for everybody I'm serving? And also, what's going to be the best for me in the long term to make me feel like I'm listening to myself and doing what I feel is right? And so I've done all of this stuff in the last 4 weeks or 5 weeks that we've been doing this topic. And I'm sharing this with you because, you know, I want you to know, like, there's proof that things work out. There's proof that things can be better and can be different. And, you know, when I cleared the decks with that, more ideas for my work have come through. And that's going to set me up in a very different way as well. So, like, it all works, but we just tell her we're so afraid to make these decisions, so afraid to say, oh my God, if I'm going to do that. And it's like we get so uncomfortable with not having faith in ourselves, not having faith in ourselves, not valuing ourselves enough. Like, we put value in so much shite, excuse my language, in our lives. We put value in, like, a person like wearing a top and telling us all it's amazing, so we all go and buy the top, but yet we wouldn't put that same value back into us. We wouldn't listen to ourselves enough. Like, this is not the way we should be living. We shouldn't be getting influenced by people or putting our faith into other people. That's okay to do once you're doing it for it, once you're putting the faith into yourself first, then go and be influenced, and then go and buy this and that and the other, and then listen to other people and do whatever. Once your grounding is there, once your foundation of this is who I am and this is what I believe and this is what I want to align to, and we got to, you know, we all have to do that. Not easy. And I gave you the example of the financial thing, because one of the biggest things that a lot of us, you know, we're all affected by is our finances. What do we earn? Like, what's our salary like? You know, so what decisions are going to be good for us? So, like, the thing that I could have done is said, well, like, God, there's no way I'm going to do that. But I have to work with what's right for me. And I had to take the fear out of it. I also had to take the fear out of burning my cards. Like, when I went to burn my cards, I was like, what am I going to do now? Like, I'm offering readings in the membership. And then I was like, but you read anyway. Like, you read from your intuition anyway. What do you mean what you're going to do? You're just going to keep doing what you do. But it's amazing. Like, even for me with the cards, talk about a safety net. Like, I was afraid when I put them into the bin outside to light them on fire. Like, I had a moment of, oh, sweet Jesus, is my granny in heaven going to be, like, annoyed at me for doing this? But I knew they had to go. I knew they had to go. Like, I knew the membership had to change to suit all of you better, because I created It's Time For Me for all of you. I didn't create it for myself. I created it for you to be supported in the best way that I could support you. And this felt really important. So how are you going to support yourself the best way? How are you going to have faith in yourself? This is what I want you to start asking yourself. We're starting off our new membership on Thursday the 1st this week. And I'm really excited about this. And I'm just delighted that you're all going to be able to get the pieces that you really, really want. And just be working without pressure on, oh God, there's a teaching there that I should listen to, but I have no interest in listening to teachings. Or, oh, there's a class on, but I don't want to go to classes. You don't have to do anything you want. There's no pressure going to be with any of this. It's just all for you now. And I feel like we're going to be moving into looking at intentional living for December, and what a perfect month to do that. And that's where we're going to know that some of our shadow sides, some of the darker sides that we have, are starting to lift and starting to move now, and we're moving into a much, much better space. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I'll talk to you all very soon.